I'm Jonathan Schofield. We're doing an audio boo here for Manchester Weekend. I love that phrase, audio boo. Maybe you could explain that, Dave. But first, explain the event you're doing for Manchester Weekend.
It's on the Sunday night at the Whitworth Art Gallery. It's an event, part of a series of close-up events that I'm doing, which are In Conversations. And this particular one is with Jonathan Franzen, who is a very, very hot American novelist. In fact, he's got a new book out called Freedom, which has been getting acres and acres of press, or most of it very good, but it's one of those phenomenons where he's getting so much good press, there's a whole lot of other people who are already starting the backlash when the book's only just come out. So he's
you've not had any advanced preview of this book then, have you?
Yeah, I read it in May.
And would you give it those glowing reviews?
Oh, well, I was a big fan of The Corrections, which was his previous novel. Which sold something like 3 million copies worldwide, and it's not often that you come across a novel that is, I guess, literary fiction. You know, a novel that is properly crafted. Great, you know, the architecture of the book is brilliant. The characters are, you know, it's very deep, very rewarding. You very rarely get that kind of book selling in the kind of numbers that The Correction sold. So I kind of found that quite interesting. It kind of harks back to someone like John Updike, yeah, or somebody like that, or Tom Wolfe.
You still seem to get the sales occasionally within literature. It does worry about the movie industry. That's a whole different thing, how that's gone for bang, blast and everything else. With Jonathan Franzen, do you get drawn particularly to American novelists?
I guess so. I mean, I'm not... It's probably, if I think about it, it's the way that I've ever understood America is through the writers, actually, rather than the movies or even the music. And you know, from an early age, you know, I did always love the great American novel, and I was always fascinated by people like Norman Mailer and, like I say, John Updike.
There's an epic side to them that we often seem to fail to have, I think, within British novels. Take Sebastian Faulks, you know, it's almost like manners all the time. I do like that scale you get with American novels.
Yeah, and also it harks back to that, you know, harks back to the George Eliots and the Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
And it harks back
they
to
continue that
19th
tradition,
century.
Yeah.
And I think also what draws me is that I think we're all a bit confused about America. You know, you look at some of the TV programs, you know, you look at Jamie Oliver's food program, or you see all the controversy about the Islamic Center near the site of 9/11. And I think we kind of scratch our heads a little bit in Europe, and there's a lot of heat and no light that comes out of political discourse in America. And it's actually the novelists who have the time to try and take you through the mindset of America, or the way that events impact on families, that actually gives me an insight into America. Because otherwise you'd just be left with Sarah Palin mouthing off, and you get very as a European, I think you get very confused, scared. But when you look at the novelists, you realise they're taking on those big issues, but they're seeing it, they're seeing the political as personal.
So what particularly within Franzen, you know, if you had to nail it down, what is it? Is it, you've said, the way he constructs the novels? I mean, is his dialogue construction? Is it the whole thing? Do you like the whole package?
Oh, I love the whole package. But what I like is the characters are the kind of characters you want to know more of. I mean, one of the things I'm going to ask him is that there are a few characters in The Corrections and Freedom who they kind of appear a little bit kind of off-centre, and they appear a few times, and I get intrigued even by them, and I kind of want to ask him about whether he ever thinks about some of these minor characters and feels a little bit tempted to make them bigger, or whether they've got a kind of a life outside the novel that he's got some kind of idea of that the reader never understands. So I think ultimately his novels are very character driven. They're not action novels. If you said, you know, what's the plot of The Corrections, it's like, you know, an old mother who wants her children to come home for the last Christmas before her husband dies, and that is the plot, and it's 600 pages long.
So I hope it doesn't try and sell it in Hollywood exactly like that.
Well, There's also another thing I'm going to ask him is about the film rights to the Corrections, which have gone through various hands. And there's been, and obviously he's got bigger and the book's got bigger. The whole Hollywood project's got bigger. Mm. But there is supposedly a film of the Corrections that's in production now.
Now, just the last question here, because you seem very passionate about your novels. Are you a frustrated novelist? Is there a little Dave Aslan novel about to come out here?
Yeah, I think anyone who is interested in the world of ideas or does journalism or does non-fiction, somewhere lurking is a manuscript of a novel.
Is there any little bits of it written, Dave? Have you got your first 20,000 words there?
It's Jonathan Franzen being put on the spot, not me.
Thank you very much, Dave Haslam. This has been a Manchester Weekender audio boom.